So we'll take Gajendra Prayers, 8th canto, 3rd chapter, 10th verse. See in the second page, okay? Nama Atma.
Nama Atma. Nama Atma. Nama Atma.
Pradipaya.
Pradipaya. Pradipaya. Pradipaya.
Sakshine.
Sakshine. Sakshine. Sakshine.
Paramatmane.
Paramatmane. Paramatmane. Paramatmane.
Namo Giram.
Namo Giram. Namo Giram. Namo Giram.
Viduraya.
Viduraya. Viduraya. Viduraya.
Manasas.
Manasas, manasas, manasas.
Chetasam.
Chetasam, chetasam, chetasam.
Api.
Api, api, api.
Okay. Namatma Pradipaya.
Namatma Pradipaya. Namatma Pradipaya. Namatma Pradipaya.
Sakshine Paramatmane.
Sakshine
Giram Viduraya.
Namo Giram Viduraya. Namo Giram Viduraya. Namo Giram Viduraya.
Manasaschetasamapi.
Manasaschetasamapi. Manasaschetasamapi. Manasaschetasamapi.
Nama Atma Pradipaya. Sakshine Paramatmane.
Sakshine Paramatmane. Sakshine Paramatmane. Sakshine Paramatmane.
Namo Giram Viduraya.
Namo Giram Viduraya. Namo Giram Viduraya. Namo Giram Viduraya.
Manasaschetasamapi.
Manasaschetasamapi.
Pradipaya Sakshine Paramatmane Namo Giram Viduraya Manasaschetasamapi
Namatma Pradipaya Sakshine Paramatmane Namo Giram Viduraya Manasaschetasamapi Namatma Pradipaya Sakshine Paramatmane Namo Giram Viduraya
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
I offer
my respectful obeisances
unto the Supreme Personality,
of Godhead,
the Self-Effulgent,
Super Soul,
who is the witness
in everyone's heart,
who enlightens the individual soul,
and who cannot be reached
by exercises
of the mind,
words, or consciousness. Okay, so here Gajendra, he is Gaja means elephant, and he is the king of elephants. Gajendra. Today I'll tell you the full story about it. So Gajendra, an elephant, is telling this prayer. He's a devotee, okay, and he is saying that the Lord is self-effulgent super soul. Okay, in all of us, he is in the form of the soul, the Paramatma. Okay, but he is a self-effulgent super soul, and who is the witness in everyone's heart. We all, actually, as I told you that day also, sometimes we do many things. Whatever we do, everything is watched. Everything is watched. I told you that, remember, he is the witness. In the 13th chapter, there is a verse. Upadrashta Anumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara Paramatmeti Chapyukto Dehesmin Purushapara. Everything, whatever act we do good, everything is watched. We do bad, we may think, oh, nobody is there, let me. There is a story for this. once a teacher came in the class and he brought lot of mangoes and he gave this mangoes to all the students in the class and he said, you all eat, but there is a condition. You should go and eat in a place where there is nobody. There should be no one watching you. Okay. So they said, huh? Then one went under the table and he saw how nobody is there and then he ate. One went somewhere behind the trees and he saw nobody is there. He ate. Every child, every student, he or she, they found some place. And next day, sir came again in the class and he said, so all of you ate mangoes? He said, they said, yes. Oh, you ate? So you found a place where there's no one? Then one boy said, no, I did not eat. So then the teacher said, that how come you didn't eat? So he said, I went everywhere. First of all, he asked all of them, where you ate? So everybody said different places where they thought nobody is watching. But this boy, he came and told that I went everywhere. But everywhere I saw that the Lord is watching me. So that is why there is the Lord is a witness. Every act we do, everything is put into the laptop. Okay, you chant one round, it is good. You give some back answer to your parents, it is good. Whatever we do, good acts, bad acts, everything is taken. That is the meaning of this verse. And who enlightens the individual, and he cannot be reached. We can't do some exercises to reach to the Lord. Oh, I'll do some exercise with my mind, with my words and my consciousness. I'll do something, then I can reach the Lord. No. You can only reach the God by bhakti, by devotion. Okay? So now we'll take one more verse.